Reunion in Death by J.D. Robb. There are some meannesses which are too mean even for man. Woman, lovely woman alone, can venture to commit them. W.M. Thackeray. The surest poison is time. Emerson. Chapter 1. Murder was work. Death was a serious chore for the killer, the victim, for the survivors, and for those who stood for the dead. Some went about the job devotedly, others carelessly. And for some, murder was a labor of love. When he left his Park Avenue condo for his regular morning stroll, Walter C. Pettibone was blissfully unaware he was in his last hours of life. He was a robust 60, and a canny businessman who'd increased his family's already considerable fortune through flowers and sentiment. He was wealthy, healthy, and just over a year before had acquired a young blonde wife who had the sexual appetite of a Doberman in heat and the brains of a cabbage. His world, in Walter C. Pettibone's opinion, was just exactly so. He had work he loved, two children from his first marriage who would one day take over the business he'd taken over from his own father. He maintained a reasonably friendly relationship with his ex, a fine, sensible woman, and his son and daughter were pleasant, intelligent individuals who brought him pride and satisfaction. He had a grandson who was the apple of his eye. In the summer of 2059, the World of Flowers was a major intergalactic enterprise with florists, horticulturalists, offices, and greenhouses both on and off planet. Walt